This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked
up? 1 hour away from... Pudge's Pals for the first time ever on this radio show. So we will get to meet today's pal when he or she gets here with their friends from the shelter. And hopefully we will be able to find, thanks to you, a forever home for Pudge's Pal this morning at 9. But right now, Courtney, and today's news.
And there is some breaking news this morning. Just it may impact your morning commutes. A water main break has shut down part of Tremont Street this morning.
Okay.
Traffic is impacted in the area of 791 Tremont and Lower Roxbury due to the water main break. This is the second time this week in that area. So just be safe out there. 24-year-old Yandri Hernandez, a Somerville man, is accused of attacking a 15-year-old girl in the bathroom of the Museum of Science last Sunday.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom. This is literally one of my worst fears. The girl told police that she entered the bathroom alone on the first floor. She went into the stall, and when she exited the stall, she was going to go wash her hands. Felt somebody come up behind her, put their hand over her mouth.
From another stall?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She was able to start screaming and got away from him as he tried to restrain her. Her friend was outside. They were able to get police. They were able to get him.
We can
hear from an area resident speaking on Boston 25.
For me, it's not that big of an issue. But I think especially for women and non-male people, it's... Yeah, it can be scary, especially in a museum. Like, you wouldn't expect something like this.
Yeah. Mm.
Really, really scary.
You shouldn't expect it anywhere, but, disturbing.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Lock them up.
100%.
Lock them up.
Yep. A hurricane update. The death toll has risen to 12 after Hurricane Milton and has left at least 3 million without power. President Biden spoke about the aftermath, and he did want to make one thing clear.
Claims are getting even more bizarre. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's got to stop.
That is ridiculous. It's not the government. It's Elon Musk that controls the weather.
I feel like Curtis is staying very quiet on this one. You have been down a conspiracy rabbit hole recently.
Have you, Curtis, on the weather stuff?
What? Not in a million years.
Right.
Why? If we controlled it, why would we have it hit people?
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is a freaking nutcase.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Chris was right. Everybody was wrong this week. That's more of a way to say it.
And do you guys want to...
If we could, though... What would you want? Would you want all...
sunshine all the time?
Really?
Yep.
You don't enjoy the fall weather and the... I mean, I guess...
I like spring weather. So what are you saying? What are you telling me? Asking me temperature?
Well, you don't like a little snow at Christmas?
Nah,
who doesn't like snow at Christmas?
You don't. You go to Florida.
Yeah.
No, I know. Uh-uh. I stay around here for Christmas Day and then sometimes go on a trip or something.
No, I'm good with the snow.
I need snow. In order to feel like I'm in a Christmas mood,
yeah.
I need a little bit of... I need
a little
winter,
dusting.
A little winter wonderland.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
In the fall, like, I get emotional in the fall. Like, the trees changing. It's so gorgeous.
Get emotional?
I do.
Foliage makes you cry?
Well, there's a tree in Medal of Honor Park, Curtis, that's so bright red that I see it, and it actually takes my breath away.
I wish I could see color, but
give me sunny and 80 degrees every day.
No, that's so boring.
Here's where, Greg, I agree. Like, my mom, they're in Florida, and she wants to come home for Christmas because she wants to feel it that way. But if you live here, I would, like, people say going to Florida or a warm place for Christmas removes any of the, it's better.
Yeah.
You take nice walks. It's not cold. You're not falling on ice.
Yeah, and it doesn't linger forever and mess your car up, and it's still 3 months later, and we still got, you know, piles of snow everywhere.
I don't want to trigger you, Curtis, but we have not had snow on Christmas for a long, long time. Mm.
Well, I'm telling you right now, what's today's date? October 11th?
Yes.
White Christmas.
You're calling for a white Christmas?
All right.
I mean, it will be in the seaport regardless.
Put that down on your spreadsheet, Courtney.
All right.
When it comes to Curtis's predictions.
Sorry, Wiggy.
No, it's all right.
October 11th, happy birthday to Dating Show Mary. It's her birthday today.
Oh, okay.
And would you guys like to do another, like, hurricane influencers in the news?
Sure.
All right, well, Shime has a streamers in the news open.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now it's time for streamers in the news on the Greg Hill Show. Greg Hill Show.
Shime, you get very excited about this, being a wannabe streamer. Yes.
I do. I get very excited.
Okay.
Well, do you know who Aiden Ross is, Shime?
I sure do.
Okay. Well, he launched a $70,000 Hurricane Milton Survivor Challenge. He offered $70,000 to somebody chasing Hurricane Milton, and two streamers accepted the challenge.
Same guy who is offering $100,000 to Lieutenant Dan.
Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, guy makes a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. Clearly.
Ton. So the two that accepted the challenge streamed themselves getting into very dangerous situations during their chase. Streamer Mike Smalls Jr. survived a life-threatening situation while Shuvi, who is another streamer, was arrested for allegedly breaking into a building. So he tried to break into a building to chase the storm. I don't really understand it. He was charged with armed burglary, trespassing, and crisis profiteering. There's, like, screenshots. If you're watching on Twitch, I believe... Yeah, Mitch is showing. Sorry, I don't know why the one on our big screen isn't showing it, but the one that everybody else can see is showing what they were live streaming. And there's screenshots of Aiden, who was saying, like, dude, get out of there. Like, evacuate. This is getting too much. Okay, like, he was trying to protect them. It's a little too late.
Yeah, but not his fault. Like, this drives me crazy. It's like back to the 80s and Tipper Gore blaming, you know, heavy metal for people doing drugs or people being violent or blaming movies. Like, the guy's a streamer. If he offers you $70,000 to go do something illegal in a storm, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it.
Of course not. No. What is going on?
No, he should not be held accountable for them doing it. But, like, you should also not be offering $70,000 to somebody to put their life.
You guys are such hypocrites. If he offered them $70,000 to go rob a bank, it's not his fault?
Well, I mean, why is that his fault?
No, because that's...
Wait,
Time out. Robbing a bank is illegal.
Well, she just said breaking into a place.
Chasing a storm is not illegal.
But he didn't tell the guy to break in. That guy chose to do that on his own.
I thought you said breaking
into... they're trying to blame him and say that it was irresponsible to offer this during a storm. But there are people who go storm chasing.
Yes.
Robbing a bank is illegal.
Well,
you would be an accomplice.
She said there was a... Courtney said, I'm listening to the news, that they broke into a building. I didn't know if that was part of it.
He chose to do that. Right. I also, during the hurricane, it was so wild watching, like, the I'm gonna blank on their name, but it's the group of people that go up in a plane to go into the eye of the storm.
Weather people.
They have a specific name, the ones that go into hurricanes.
Yeah.
And it's, talk about, for a guy that doesn't like turbulence,
He's like, grab my phone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're going to need more than my phone up there. No, that's what they're like, you know, they get the insights of the storm.
Yeah, it's
like
amazing.
Twister, the movie I just saw.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or Twisters.
The good thing is that you can offer up a little bit of money. And the idiots of America will do whatever you ask them to do.
$70,000, I'll chase a storm.
you would?
I mean, I don't have to catch it, right? You're not telling me I got to catch it, so, you know.
Yeah.
Sad news, Ethel Kennedy has passed away at the age of 96. Mm-hmm. The widow of Robert Kennedy died yesterday morning. Joe Kennedy released a statement saying, "It is with our hearts full of love that we announce the passing of our amazing grandmother, Ethel Kennedy. She died this morning from complications related to a stroke suffered last week." But 96.
Uh-huh. And how is she related to John F. Kennedy?
She would be the aunt.
Okay.
She was married to his brother, Bobby Kennedy.
Would it be JFK Jr.?
Huh?
Wait.
What?
No.
What are you confused about?
John Kennedy, the one that was assassinated, this would be his aunt?
No, it would be
Junior's.
Sister. It would be his sister.
Right, so Junior. Yeah. I was just making sure that because JFK.
Yeah, I may have confused you there. So she was married to Robert. She was a very, very loyal wife.
Mm-hmm.
He had apparently had a lot of affairs. In fact, including one with Jackie Kennedy, who was her sister-in-law. She was, I don't know if you'd be able to, for the good of the marriage, to stick around.
Not a chance in France.
But certainly Ethel Kennedy did.
So Robert slept with...
Now, this is RFK's mom, mm-hmm. RFK Jr.'s mom.
Yes.
I don't know if he'll be invited to the funeral or not because they don't like him. The rest of the family doesn't like RFK because he differs with them politically.
Right. The Kennedys hate Trump because he's a womanizer.
So that's Connor Kennedy's grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor Kennedy dated Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. There's too many Kennedys.
I don't want this to end.
I mean, the only one I know is JFK.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah.
Well, and you know JFK Jr. died in the plane crash.
Two. Yeah.
But how can you grow up here, Wiggy, like you did all your life?
Right.
And be nearly 50 years old.
Yes.
And you don't know who the various members of the Kennedy family
I know
family
JFK
are.
And JFK Jr. One was the president, and Robert, I heard the name before, but what was he? He was in politics or something.
Well, he was going to run for president.
But the fact that they all...
They're thinking of Jr., though.
The fact that they have disavowed RFK Jr. is... There is no more perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Of the sad state of affairs in this country right now, where that's family.
Oh.
And they basically hate the guy because his opinion politically differs.
Oh, it makes me sick.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Whoa.
It really
family
does.
Family and politics don't mix.
It really does. Like, it's
sad.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
So I hope they allow him to come to the funeral and all the rest of such.
Agreed.
We have more news.
Yes.
We'll get to that coming up.
Okay.
Including would Wiggy eat it, mm-hmm. and what happened at a barbecue in North Carolina. We have confirmed that it was North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
All right. So that is coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I'm in the Twitch chat. Jay Jantz fan says they disavowed him because he's nuts. Stop it. We all have a family member who's nuts.
Is that the one with the funny voice?
Yes. There may be some of you who are the family member who is nuts, and you don't know it.
I certainly am.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I know I ain't.
Let people live.
Yeah.
We need to come together in this country.
Greg, families don't mix, though. Come on.
Not grow farther apart.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
People can disagree on things. Doesn't make anybody a bad person.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
The Bruins win their home opener 6-4. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 20 saves in the win. And Jim Montgomery happy with the game and Swayman's performance, but still thinks there are things they need to clean up.
Again, we got to clean things up. I mean, we gave up 2 face-off goals. We had 4 icings tonight that I didn't like. I didn't think we had 5 with the last one. 2 ended up causing goals, and 2 ended up with them going on the power play. So that's the part of the game management part that we need to be better at. Jeremy Swayman was good. He made the saves that he could. Again, there's backdoor tap-ins that because our coverage isn't solid yet.
The Niners get the win in Thursday Night Football 36-24 over the Seahawks. Brock Purdy completed 18 of 28 passes for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns. Congratulations are in order to Shime, who nailed the Geno Smith bet. He did go over 250 passing yards.
All right, Shime. I feel a streak starting right now.
I hope so, man. I'm really hoping that we can really get something going here.
I nailed it.
I think that we need to play James saying nailed it every time he gets a bet right. We'll get at least twice more this season.
Yeah. And you picked Drake May to go over a touchdown for this week. That was your lock for the weekend?
No, it wasn't my lock pick for the weekend. I have an actual lock for you. I just was picking Drake May to have a touchdown because I like Drake May to have a touchdown.
Yeah, well,
so if you
want to
write that one down as well, I have like an actual other lock pick that I am locking it as my
favorite
bet of the weekend.
Courtney wants your locks, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of this weekend, excellent college football weekend tomorrow, Wiggy.
Yeah, there's some good there's some good games. The Red River rivalry, which is going to be good. I'm hoping Texas.
Why isn't that at noon? That was always at noon. I love that. It's 3:30.
I have no idea. I'm hoping Texas loses now. That'll open the door for Georgia to climb back up into the potentially the number one spot or one of the top two teams in the SEC.
Greg, I don't often do this. I've only had one other pick, and it was Notre Dame to cover against Louisville.
Yes.
I absolutely love the Oregon Ducks.
All right.
Plus +3 Saturday night at Eugene, and I love the over.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Ducks over Ohio State because they're a bunch of cretins.
Okay.
And I love Lanning and the Ducks. Plus +3 in the over.
Okay, yeah. Curtis.
Put it in your pipe.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just writing that down in my spreadsheet, just so we...
Oh, you're getting Curtis's locks,
Well, I mean, if we're going to give locks, we got to make sure that we keep people
accountable. I don't have locks,
I respect it.
All right, well, that's what's trending right now. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you very much. Oh, no, Buckeye says that's a loss of the Twitch chat. I wonder if he's biased. 46 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 67.
Monday, we are at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots Monday, and it will be a Mayo Monday. Gerard Mayo on this show Monday with us at Gillette at 9.
What movie do you think of with that song?
That's on. Well, I think Boston Celtics with that song, but I, what movie?
Yeah.
Give me a decade.
2000s.
I just want to point out, I got it right away.
Nailed it. Yep. Shime is actually on the ball.
Give me a star, if you could.
Zach Galifianakis.
Is it The Social Network?
No.
Hangover?
It is. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Nailed it. Where's James? Nailed it.
Are you using James for laughs?
I nailed it.
Well, yeah, of course we are.
I mean, of course. What the hell else? I'm used for laughs. Might as well use my son.
All right, Mayo at 9 and Boomer Esiason on Monday at 8.
Wiggy Show!
Before we get back to the rest of the news, if you are caller number 9 right now, I have a 4-pack of passes for you. So you could go to Witch's Woods at Neshoba Valley Ski Area and get scared in time, just in time for Halloween. So
fun.
If you are the 9th caller, 617-931-0937, you and your kids, you and your friends, you and your beloved are on your way to Witch's Woods, and you can take in all of the 6 scary attractions that they have there and get yourself ready for Halloween. Get your tickets today at witcheswoods.com. Back to the news with Courtney.
Diddy's lawyer held a press conference yesterday, leaving court. He talked about how Diddy's doing behind bars. Worst part for Diddy right now, he said, quote, "I think the food's probably the roughest part."
Oh,
poor guy.
That'd be the roughest part for
food?
Me.
Yep.
The food would be the roughest part?
Yep.
What about the showers?
I'd be fine in the showers.
That's where you get attacked. I don't know if you've ever seen any movie, but you're standing there minding your own business, taking a shower, and guys come in, they got a bag full of coins, and they swing them, swing them right at your head in the showers. But yeah, okay.
We did go through and find People Magazine did a breakdown of the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center and what they serve in a day.
Okay.
So his day starts at 6 a.m. with a breakfast of cereal, fruit, and a breakfast cake.
Sounds pretty good.
On weekdays, lunch is served at 11 a.m. and dinner is served at 4 p.m. The lunches are made up of mostly main courses, including hamburgers, baked fish or beef tacos, scrambled eggs, and biscuits are available on the weekend.
Correction, that's the flavor of fish. It's not actually fish.
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place, and they were scary, and then they come down and they suck the soul out of your body, and it hurt.
So lunch doesn't seem great, but dinner menu includes chicken fajitas, pasta, and roast beef.
Oh.
And they're also, what is available for them, heart-healthy meals and vegetarian dishes.
Okay.
Can I just say, if everything that P. Diddy is charged with is accurate, I pray the worst part of his day is not the food.
Oh, it won't be when he gets to prison. That won't be. That'll be the least of his problems.
A lot of fun talk about prison today, but I am here to scare you straight.
Now let's get into our segment of Would Wiggy Eat It?
Would you eat it?
They look like little dumplings.
Yes, they are.
Chicken palm all day long, baby.
Would you eat it?
I love boneless spare ribs. Corn tortilla.
Would you eat it?
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
With Wiggy.
Okay. Time for Would Wiggy Eat It. What is it today?
So 10 barbecue goers in North Carolina became sick with parasites after being served beer meat.
Beer?
Beer meat?
Yeah.
You mean beer?
Like a bear.
Like a bear.
Oh, sorry, bear.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bear. Yeah.
I'm like, the bad bear.
Sorry.
Bear meat.
Bear meat.
Black beer.
Okay. Yeah. I was confused for a minute. Bear meat.
Why do you keep saying beer?
Right. It's a bear.
Sorry.
Bear meat.
Did you call him Yogi Beer?
Okay, Shime, I get it. I misspoke.
Yogi Bear. I just call him Yogi Bear.
That's Yogi an accent Bear. Thing, I think.
Yeah.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
I call him Yogi Bear, so okay.
Yeah. Thank
Yogi
you.
Yogi Bear.
Yeah, how else would you say Yogi
Bear? Yogi Beers.
How do you say it? Yogi
Bear? No, I say
Bear?
Yogi Bear.
Bear.
It's a bear. Not a beer. It's a bear.
A black bear?
Right.
Brown bear?
So, yeah.
So the parasite was, I don't think I would eat bear meat. Would you eat bear meat, Wiggy?
Well, I can't eat beer meat anymore.
Don't tell me bear meat tastes like chicken. Because
it's way more gamey.
I would I would probably try bear meat.
No way.
Oh. I 100% would not. The meat was undercooked, so the 10 identified people reported fevers, swelling in their faces, and muscle aches about 3 weeks after the event. So they're saying that if you have this parasite infection, it doesn't become present in your body. Like, you won't show symptoms until like 21 days after.
Yeah. Wait a second. Why wouldn't you?
Because the parasite grows.
No, but we're saying if it wasn't like, is this the right word, Shime? Parasitical? Is that how you'd say it?
Parasitic.
Parasitic?
Yeah.
If it wasn't like, if there wasn't any, you know, parasitic involved, would you try bear meat?
Looks like Rocco in the Twitch chat has consumed it.
Have you ever eaten lamb?
They say it's great. Yeah. Tastes just like steak.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's like, what if people eat lamb? Why wouldn't they eat bear?
I don't know. I'm weird about meat to begin with. Like, I'm even weird with chicken sometimes.
You eat steak?
Yeah, sometimes.
So what meat do you eat?
I don't really eat a lot of meat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're asking the wrong person.
Would
you try it?
I mean, in a pinch, like if I was...
Why
like
in a pinch?
If I was in a film with Alec Baldwin and I was tracking a bear and some human beings were tracking me and trying to kill...
If you went in a grill like 23...
And they said that... They're serving bear meat?
No, they said, well, yeah, we got
like,
the, you what, know.
Like a bear,
the bear ribeye.
No, I don't think so.
You guys are so
If it's prepared by like a legit chef like that, Wiggy, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No. I don't get why you want, but you'll go in and you'll get lamb chops. You'll eat duck. What is the
duck a l'orange?
I mean, there are things that I would eat that are delicacies, but it's just the... When you bring up the parasites and things like that.
Well, I'm saying, without the parasites.
You could get that in anything.
Right, can't you get that?
So what I'm reading through this, the CDC announced this, and this comes 2 years after another barbecue in South Dakota.
Right.
They had the same issue. I guess it's harder to cook bear meat and figure out, like, the temperature to make sure it can kill all the parasites. The one in South Dakota, the guy shot the bear himself, and the guy in charge of his hunting group said you need to put it in the freezer for a certain amount, 45 days, I think, kill the parasites, and it'll help when you cook it. I don't know. This just seems like it's happening
different in different places that you go. Like, in other countries, they eat all kinds of things, and we don't, you know, we've made some animals domesticated pets.
You won't eat it because you're afraid of the bacteria, but yet you got no problem devouring chicken. Luckily, there's never been any issues with chicken.
But there aren't a lot of people who have cuddly, like, loving chickens.
No. I'm just saying with the parasites. Like, wasn't E. coli like a big thing that was around chicken?
Yeah, Chipotle, actually.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Yep, they are.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else. People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
Eating the dogs.
Like I don't want to tell Jackson what to do, but that has First Dance written all over.
This is Dwight from New Hampshire. Hello, Dwight.
Hey, what's going on, dude? Hey, listen.
Hey, dude.
Bear, okay? Used to hunt bear all the time. They're terrible. Because the reason why is because back in the day, back in the 80s and that, they eat garbage. They eat all your garbage, and they eat... used to have dumps back in the day where you used to go and they have dumps and they would eat it.
But wait,
and it tastes like junk. It tastes like garbage.
But don't
what beer meat tastes like.
But don't pigs do the same thing?
And, yeah, basically.
And bacon is delicious.
These are wild animals. These are wild animals, dude. It tastes like garbage.
Yeah. Pigs will eat anything you put in front of them.
Right. Colorado specialty, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Right. I mean, I've had deer meat before.
In Hannibal.
That's bull testicle.
In Hannibal, the pigs were eating the human the human beings.
But pigs will eat anything.
It's because they're called omnivores.
That's why I said, Chime, it's more about remove the parasite thing. It's more about where is it prepared.
You know what's going to be eating the humans next?
Oh, God.
What's that?
The robot force that Elon Musk introduced last night, did anyone see it?
Terrifying.
I saw it.
No.
I'm not concerned one bit.
You didn't see it?
No.
I got to make sure Mitch has this.
We can get it.
Are they like droids from Star Wars?
No,
they literally looks.
Yes. He brought out an entire force of robots.
Nice.
Shime.
They're like the
What's
I Am
nice
Legend.
What's nice about that?
Because it's cool?
No, it's not.
What do you mean? No, it's not. Greg.
It's like in Marvel when Iron Man, when they create a million Iron Mans.
Yeah, they're like, with Ultron.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen anything so terrifying as I saw last night.
So, Greg, here's the cool thing.
Look at this.
That's scary.
Look at that on Twitch right now.
That's not that scary. That's
cool.
That
is Elon Musk introducing his force of robots last night.
Like, what's scary about it?
Thank you.
What's scary about it is they come grab you by the neck with digital hand and strangle you. That's what's scary about it.
All right, it's going to take them 30 minutes to get to me.
I mean,
they're like the zombies in The Walking Dead. They only walk.
Oh, they can run way faster than that. They're lulling you into a false sense of security.
That is.
Yes.
And Greg, this is V1. Imagine V10.
Right.
The best part of this is if the robots ever were to try and rise up, they become the villains, which means there has to be heroes.
What?
And then we just become a comic book. Yeah. And that's awesome.
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry to distract you with that, but it terrified me last night.
Very spooky.
Absolutely terrified me. What else is in the news?
Well, there's a penis sculpture in Italy that's outraged the locals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it purposefully penis-like? Or it is.
It's phallic.
Okay.
And it's veiny.
Okay.
What a dick.
It's 39 feet high.
Wow. 39 feet?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. Where is it?
It's at the Piazza Municipio in Naples, Italy.
Yes. They call it the Leaning Tower of Penis.
Yes.
So where is it?
What is it?
What?
Is that it right there? Why is it covered up like that?
But that's art.
Obviously, for safe sex.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's the safe sex.
Yeah. People are pissed about it?
Yeah. It was made by Gaetano Peschi, who died 6 months ago in New York City at 83.
Are you serious? The last name is what?
Pesky?
So Italy has their own pesky pole.
Yes. Yes, they do.
All right, I see it, yeah.
And it was to express his gratitude towards these surroundings that bring great energy both to his creative work and the people that he loves. That was his exact quote.
I think he said big D energy.
Okay.
Is what he said. Yes.
Well, good point, because the translation for the name of the sculpture is... You're a big thing.
Oh, okay.
That, well, I think that means just penis.
Okay.
It looks better at night, like most. When it was lit up, then I could really see it.
Yeah.
In the daytime, you can't really tell it.
I mean, you can tell exactly what that is in the
daytime. But when they show the night version, go back
Wiggy, if you walked by that in the daytime, you'd say, that is a penis.
No. Go. Now look at the nighttime version one. Now you'll go, all right, now you can really see that.
I tally honey.
I can see why people are upset about it, though. I mean,
it's art. In all these squares in Italy, there's big sculptures of naked men.
No issue. Meds. I mean, we all got one. Well, men do.
We don't.
Arrabbiata.
Well, half of us got them.
But this is good news for your friend.
Yes.
The penis drawer. Because if this kind of thing takes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be money for her.
Yeah.
Your friend who likes to draw. Does she draw or paint penises?
Both.
I can't remember.
She doesn't discriminate. Yeah. Laura is her name. And despite being a married mother of two, she is working on a Christmas gift that I am going to give to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now she, yes, Laura, her name in the art world is Picasso, I believe. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, no, that's not
it. Isn't
it is okay. In the form of a penis.
Uh-huh. Isn't she supposed to give us the trophy for the,
we're working on that as well,
the dong energy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, the golden dong.
The golden dong, right? Yeah. We're supposed to hand that out to the best lead.
Is she going to do like a portrait of the whole show?
I don't know.
As penises?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
We could probably get, could we give those out?
How schlong will it take?
What?
Could we give them out like on road shows, like the Golden Dong Award, like Neil gets one for coming to every road show?
Oh, that's a great
idea. You know, people
are
always asking us.
No, we could do something like some sort of a road show challenge at every road show.
Right.
And then the winner gets the Golden Dong Trophy.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in on that.
Great
idea.
Well, it could be the lead. We do a lot of leads.
And no.
Are you want a challenge? Okay.
It's got to be something that happens.
Okay.
There.
The Golden Dong.
Great idea.
Nice, shiny golden
one. I have to say the award, if I had a Golden Dong, it would be for Greg for Picasso. Well done.
And then, Greg...
Excellent work.
Greg, and then with the Golden Dong Award, we treat it like the Stanley Cup. We see whoever the winners are, where are the most unique places they can get pictures of them in.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe they could get like a celebrity to hold one up. Maybe someone gets one to Diddy. Takes a selfie.
Yes.
Diddy, probably not.
Not Diddy.
All right, maybe Kamala.
Maybe start
Kamala,
small.
Yeah.
You'd probably get Lieutenant Dan to hold one.
No.
I guess for a fee.
I don't...
All right, we've got to take a break. Coming up at 9, though, whole vibe is changing.
Yeah.
Because for the first time ever, it is Pudge's Pals, and we will have a dog in here from Curtis, the very same shelter where you met Pudge.
Yes, the greatest place in the world for this type of thing, Great Dog Rescue New England and Harvard, Mass.
Yeah, so we will introduce you to Pudge's first pal. Coming up at 9. Well, a hearty good luck for Drake May from Jacoby Brissett. I don't know, what do you expect him to say, right? Lost his job, and so, I mean, he's being a good team guy, Wiggy. I mean,
yeah, but if you know what, if you know that that's coming at some point in time.
Well, I don't think he expected that it was going to come. Does anybody know?
When they drafted the kid number 3 overall. Let's be honest, right? So you probably were going into it like, all right, well, do I have a realistic chance of being the starter?
Yeah.
And then you go, well, all right, I am starting, but if I don't play well, they're probably going to put the kid in. And just being like now being more of like a supportive backup.
Yeah. Well, the moment has arrived, and Shime has been waiting for it, and the rest of New England Patriots Nation, I assume, is ready to see what you got. And whether you made the right pick at number 3 and what the future holds and whether you can turn things around. So Sunday cannot get here quick enough. Are you okay, Queen?
No.
What is wrong with you?
I am having an out-of-body experience at the moment. First of all, wait till you see Pudge's first pal. Like, I could cry. Think the cutest dog. If you're looking for a dog right now, be watching at 9.
I shared a little sneak peek on my Instagram.
She
I
is think that's so okay. adorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. That was good advertisement.
So, Greg Hill, WEEI, is my Instagram. So, you're excited, overwhelmed, heart fluttering over Pudge's pal.
Yes. Yeah. But I go up there to welcome them in, and they're like, oh, sorry. And then these two guys aren't with us. And I look. And I was at a loss for words by who the other person was.
A celebrity.
Yes, who okay. I love. I've seen them perform before, and they're going to come on the show.
Wow. Was it Carrot Top?
No.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint.
They're going to come on the show this morning?
Yes, like when I tell you my whole body is shaking. I just texted Santo, and Santo might show up.
Really? Wow. I have a if that's the case, I have a guess or two. But.
And I just was a total like I walked up. I thought the guy that Courtney's describing was the person that dropped off the bagels.
Oh, no. Okay.
So I literally walk up. Yeah. I see this beautiful dog, these two sweet ladies who came from Great Dog Rescue, and I like box out the dude because I'm like, these bagels aren't for you, pal.
Not gonna lie. That's what I find my heart fluttering over, Bagel Friday on this show. I look forward to it every week.
It's a great day. Courtney was shaking, and she's like, do you know who that was? I'm like, I have no idea. Clue. And then she told me. I still had no clue. Right.
It's a Courtney Wilhouse thing.
Shime is going to be excited.
If Santo's excited about it, must be the King of the North.
Well.
Santo's excited. The guy's definitely got a wand in his hand.
You could kind of describe him as that.
What category is the person in?
No music. Shot. No, no. There's no way. No.
Music?
Yeah.
Music.
Yep.
Huh, okay. And they're going to come on the show?
Yes.
Is it Picasso?
It's not.
No.
All right. Well, next, we're going to meet a dog who is hoping that one of you will have its forever home. So Pudge's Pals, installment number one, which you should watch on Twitch or on YouTube. Go to Twitch, follow WEEI, do the same on YouTube, and we will meet Pudge's first pal coming up next.